the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And sitting on my left, sitting on your right, is Sammy Phillips, man. How you doing, dude?
Hi, you big stud. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, if you're looking at the radio, Sam's on the right, I'm on the left. So there you go, everybody. All right, big convention news. I don't know how well you follow this, the convention. You into it? Are you not into it?
I'm kind of into it from afar.
From afar. All right. Like, what does that mean?
That means that I haven't been steadily following it, but I will peruse the television every once in a while and go, oh, look who's up there talking.
All right. But this is your crew. This is your voting for.
I like the Democrats. Yeah. You're clearly the opposite, right?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Big fan. All right. Some breaking news. So, by the way, we're going to have much more on that P. Diddy thing. But P. Diddy almost got killed over the weekend.
Yeah, tell me about that.
By a police officer.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have more on that. But right now, Bill Clinton, this is a big, major breaking story. And this story came out 10 minutes ago.
Ooh.
This is fresh off the, let me see. It came out at 10, about a half hour ago, this story broke. Bill Clinton will not attend Obama's speech.
Wow, why?
I don't know. Doesn't say. It just says Denver. Comes out of CNN politics. Hillary Clinton will be on hand for Barack Obama's acceptance speech, but according to a source close to former President Bill Clinton, he will not be on hand for the big speech. He will not be at Invesco Field on Thursday night.
Now, does he have to be? I mean, is it important that he is? Isn't it more important that the wife is?
No, he's got to be there. He's the king of the Democrats.
Okay, but here, the convention that's going on right now, Hillary's speaking, Michelle's there, but Obama's not there.
Yeah, but he'll be there. His big acceptance speech is on Thursday.
Mm.
And on Thursday, Bill Clinton is going to give a speech on Wednesday, tomorrow night. And Hill Dog is speaking right now.
But Bill's here with her. Isn't this like the Democratic convention?
Yeah, he's there right now.
Yeah.
And she's wearing some kind of Caltrans outfit, looks like. Who are you wearing? Caltrans?
What did you say? She had a choice of orange, red, blue, and what other color?
I don't know. There was a picture today on the Drudge Report where they were testing out the jumpsuits that she was going to wear.
You mean her skirts, her outfits?
I don't know.
Her ensembles?
Yeah, her pantsuits.
Yeah.
But she had a orange one, a purple one, a blue one, and a green one. They went with orange. And she looks like they just picked her up off the 5 cleaning up litter off the side of the freeway.
But you know who looks damn good? Is that Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea's looking all right.
She's growing up into, you know, a fine young woman.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was so hot when she was young. I don't know what she's had done, but she looks much better.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were not big fans of the put-em when she was younger. But as you get older, some people get better looking, like you, Sammy.
Yeah, you know, the ugly duckling turns into the swan.
Yeah, your face. I don't know what you've done, but you look like 10 years younger, man.
Really? That's Dr. Frank Ryan. Thank you very much.
Right?
Yes.
You look beautiful,
Thank
Sammy.
You. Thank you, buddy.
All right. So Hillary is speaking right now, and Bill Clinton is not going to attend Obama's big speech. And that's effed.
You know, right?
I'm not a Democrat, but that guy's got to be there. I mean, Jesus Christ. This is, the first black guy about to become president.
And Bill's not there?
And he's going to snub that? That's rude.
He should play the saxophone.
I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, what other pressing matters can the guy have?
An affair
somewhere?
What can
be more important?
You know, never know.
I'm going to tell you something, and this is going to be a little too political, but then we'll get back into
entertainment,
into the good stuff. But if Barack Obama loses, there's going to be a lot of black people in this country blame the Clintons for it.
Mm.
And when the Clintons go into South Central Los Angeles or wherever they find that constituency, these black guys and these black women are going to say, you effed us over.
But see, I don't think Hill Dog effed anybody over.
I don't think she has effed anybody over yet. But look, this shouldn't be going on right now. I mean, this should be the whole convention about Barack Obama.
Yeah, but he's not even there.
I know, but he's going to be there by Thursday. But that's
the
tradition.
I understand, but the other people that ran get to speak. And then they pledge their allegiance to the Barack.
I know, but it's not everybody that ran. I mean,
Hillary was a big contender. It's not like, you know, she was like, you know, that guy from New Mexico. What's his name?
I gave all Richardson. That money.
Thank you. I gave like $2,500 to that guy.
To Richardson?
Yes. The cap, the highest amount, $2,300, whatever that was.
That guy had no shot.
But he's into marijuana reform.
Oh, okay.
He is. He's my dog.
Put some of his weed, your weed money into him. That's very good. But you got Clinton speaking. Last night was a disaster for the Democrats. And the Republicans will probably make the same mistake, too, when they're in Minnesota. But they have the wife of the nominee speaking, Michelle Obama.
Right.
And then they have the brother of the wife introducing her for 10 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
Now, can you imagine going to a concert and you're going to see, I don't know,
Def Leppard.
Let's say you're going to see Bon Jovi.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Would you tolerate his wife coming out for 20 minutes before the concert and playing?
And how about somebody introducing
And then his
the
wife's brother come out and play a song before that?
No.
You go, get the F out of here. Where's Bon Jovi?
No.
Yeah, you want the guy that you paid to come see.
You know, it's funny. I was watching the beginning of this Democratic conventional thing with Hillary, and she's like, I'm proud. I'm a proud mother. I'm a proud American. I'm a proud Democrat. And I'm a proud supporter of Barack Obama. And it cut to a picture of Michelle in the stands looking less than thrilled. She looked like,
Yeah. And Michelle Obama hates Hillary Clinton.
You can tell, dude. It's hilarious. She couldn't even hide it from the cameras.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
I don't know why. They're two strong women.
Yeah, that's why they don't like each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Two strong women don't like each other.
Who's the alpha?
Oh. All right, let's listen to some of this Hill dog who's flaming out. Actually, already flamed out, right? It's over for her? Is that correct?
Now there's like some brouhaha going on about constituents are supposed to do a vote or something.
Right, like a roll call and a vote, yeah.
And she's not giving them any instructions on what to do to back Barack, and they're all confused, and everybody in New York's pissed. And
this is, if I was a Democrat, I'd be going ape-ass right now. You're coming off of 8 years of George Bush, and a lot of the Democrats don't like George Bush.
Clearly.
The economy's not doing well.
Crap.
The war in Iraq, doing a little better, but still people question why we're there. Oil prices are going through the roof, and they can't get it together in Denver. These two groups, actually three groups. You got your Kennedys,
mm-hmm.
you got your Obamas, and you got your Clintons.
Yep.
You got three powerful groups, and they can't put everybody together. Look at all the posters say unity. It should say, we hate each other.
But isn't this like an entire Democratic convention for like every Democrat? There's a lot of Hillary signs in that crowd.
Yes.
I mean, a lot. Like, why isn't she running for our presidency? I don't understand. I don't understand.
She lost.
But why?
Jesus
Look at all these people that are supporting her.
She didn't get as many votes as that dude.
What do you think, by the way, of the Joe Biden? Do you like him?
I don't really care for that guy much. I think he's
Do you think he's going to sink John McCain's chances?
No.
You don't think so?
No way. He's schmaltzy. He's really like, Barack Obama's all about change, new. And then he grabs a running mate who has more years on the Senate than anybody else, with the exception of three guys or four guys. And that's not new and that's not change. That's the old,
the old
course. Yeah. All right, Bill Clinton, again, breaking news, will not be there for Barack Obama's acceptance speech. I find that a little outrageous. All right, here's Hill Dog, who flamed out quite a while ago.
She did not flame out quite a long time ago or a while ago, just recently. Jeez, you make it sound like months have passed and she's flamed out, and now she's grabbing the spotlight.
She's flamed out. And we said this last night, and I stand by this. Joe Biden needs LASIK. If he's going to refer to that woman as the most, what was the exact term? Like, outrageously gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. It was
Jesus Christ.
Way over the top.
My word. That is schmaltzy.
Ah, and then.
Outrageously gorgeous?
Yeah, that's not outrageously gorgeous. That's decent. He should have said that. Yeah, my wife, she's decent. All right, here is Hill Dog giving that big speech up in Denver, man.
Mother, as a proud Democrat, as a proud senator from New York, a proud American.
Who has the patience for this? Who flies to Denver, spends more in a hotel room per night than they probably get in a month on a normal day, and then has to fight for an hour and a half to go two blocks to get into this asshole? You hang out with these, with the low end of the United States of America.
The Democrats are not the low end.
No, but anybody, I'm not talking about just the Democrats. Okay. The Democrats and Republicans, anybody who goes to one of these things is like a lunatic.
It's an honor. That's an honor to be invited.
It's not an honor. These guys have nothing to do with their lives.
No, you give a bunch of money and you get invited to these things.
That's how it works. These are all delegates that are going. Mm. All right, here's the more of this hill dog speech and these wackos in the audience who, fly to Denver to look at this.
I think she was just chewing up time because everybody kept clapping and hooting and hollering and whistling at her.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Hill dog.
And a proud supporter of Barack Obama.
Cut to the face of Michelle. Yeah. Not happy.
Yeah, just staring at her. Not even clapping. Just looking at her. Like she's trying to squeeze in on her man. Do I hear some boos in the background?
Of course you do.
Is that right? Wait a minute, somebody's booing that? Yeah, somebody's booing.
I think it's ooh.
No, I don't know, man.
Someone could be going, ooh.
You know what they should have done? They should have put Boog Powell up on stage with her. Because every time Boog Powell, who used to play for the Dodgers, came up, everyone would go, Boog! Or Cooper. They should put Michael Cooper on next to her.
Coop!
Yeah, Coop! Are they booing me? No, it's Michael Cooper. They're yelling out Coop, baby. Keep going. Keep rolling with that orange jumpsuit. Here we go. This is what they should have done. On one side of her, Michael Cooper, and on the other side, Luke Robitaille. And every time... Every time they boo, she turns and goes, nah, it's me, baby. It's all me. They're just going, Luke. It's Luke Robitaille.
My friends, it is time to take back the country we love. And whether you voted for me or you voted for Barack, the time is now to unite as a single party with a single purpose. The same team.
No, you're not, baby.
Dude, I like her message already.
You ain't on the same team.
We need change. We're on the same team.
No, she's lying. Two teams. Your Obamas and your Clintons.
That's
kind of
true.
You got your Obamas and you got your Clintons, and it's a prize fight.
Why? I mean, seriously, common wisdom would have just figured, I would have thought that he would have chosen her as his running mate. Why not?
Yes, he should have.
He should have, because you're splitting the Democratic Party.
Yeah. You know my theory behind that?
What?
Is Michelle Obama hates Hillary so much that she said, you can't do this to me.
I will not put out for the entire presidency if you pick that bitch.
Oh, man. This is going to be some fight. This is really a classic heavyweight fight between these two clans.
I'd like to see them in the ring.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, Michelle against that Hillary?
Well, I think I think Michelle and Hillary would be a pretty decent fight, but I think Barack would really school Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you imagine Barack against McCain? Who do you think would win that one?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know, man.
Because he's the POW.
This guy's, spent 5 years in a prisoner of war camp. I bet there's some residual anger.
Oh, God. And I'm sure he can handle, some pain. And I'm sure he's willing to dole it out.
All right. Here's more of Hill Dog.
And none of us can afford to sit on the sidelines.
Wait a minute, sweetheart. Sweetie. None of you can afford to sit on the sidelines. Your husband's sitting on the sidelines. Your husband's not going to Barack Obama's acceptance speech.
But does it say why? Maybe
that's sitting on the sidelines, darling.
What if he had a family emergency? What if his mom was in the hospital?
No, but it's not until Thursday, you know? I mean, even if his mom was in the hospital, that'd be weird because she's been dead for 5 years.
Oh. Jesus I guess Christ. It's not that one. Not that excuse.
But I don't know what the excuse is, but Hillary cannot get up there and say this.
Can't afford to sit on the sideline.
She can't afford to say...
And none of us can afford to sit on the sidelines.
With him sitting on the sidelines.
He's not sitting on the sidelines.
He's on the
sidelines.
He's
there right now. When he said that, Barack was not there. He's sitting on the sidelines. Bill was at that convention.
Nah, Bill's so pissed off.
Every time
you hear him speak, man, the guy is just going to, you know, he's going to implode.
I don't know if you noticed this, but when Hill Dog first came out and thank you, and everybody was applauding and they wouldn't stop applauding. And she said, thank you very much for probably a good 2 or 3 minutes. They kept cutting to Bill's face and literally he had tears welled up. You can see those big hound dog eyes were filled with water. He was so proud of his wife.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'll bet.
He was.
Yeah, he was so.
He was so proud.
I know. He was so proud that she didn't take him for half he's worth.
He's so proud that she blew her chances at getting them back into the White House.
Oh, Bob Boom. All right, I bet you want to chime in on this. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Before we go to a commercial break, since this is a local show, I'd like to tell you folks what's going on with the freeways here, because the 405 is effed.
All really?
Right? Yeah. If you're on the 405, you're absolutely... effed. Yeah, I guess we could do a little traffic report here. What the hell?
L.A., Orange County, the Valley. It's 97.1, the FM talk station with a check on Southland traffic.
All right, a special report here from 97.1 Free FM. If you are on the 405 northbound, you are absolutely screwed. And I'll tell you exactly where you're going to be screwed here, folks. These are the speeds right now. National Boulevard, 13 miles an hour. The 10 Connector, 10 miles an hour. Santa Monica Boulevard, 4 miles an hour. Wilshire, 4 miles an hour. Montana, 4 miles an hour. Sunset, Moraga, Getty Center, and Skirball, 7 miles an hour. This backup goes all the way back to the 90.
What?
Yeah, if you're on the 405 northbound, you're looking at about 2 hours to get through there, because it was a fatal accident.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a fatal accident right around 8 o'clock or so, and it is absolutely gridlock.
It probably was in the fast lane, too.
Yeah,
that's when
it was.
Screws everything up.
All right. For more Tom Likas, how does the ending go there? For those who like Tom?
One of them was, have you been bad? Well, good. More Tom Likas right after this on 97.1, the FM talk station.
That's a little creepy hearing Randy Wang say that.
Let's take ourselves a break here. But if you're on the 405 North, you're going to be in the car for a couple hours. So just enjoy the radio. What the hell can you do? 520-9710. You want to jump online here? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Don't you always ask, give you 3 hours?
Yes.
If they're going to be on the freeway for 2 hours, they're going to get 2 hours of your show.
That's Sammy Phillips, everybody. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Always nice to see you, Sammy.
Always good to be here with you, Timmy.
And going through this convention going on in Denver, the Mile High City. And Hill Dog spoke a little while ago. And
does that mean a lot of people fornicate there? The Mile High City, Mile High Club? Why is it called the Mile High City?
Jesus Christ.
Why is it called the Mile High City?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Because there's a lot of fornicating going on there. That's where my brain goes, to the lowest depths.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Why do you think they call Denver the Mile High City?
I have no idea. Dude, I never went to school. The highest grade I ever graduated was 9th grade. Give me a break.
All right, let me ask you another question.
Okay.
In the Fast Times of Ridgemont High, where did all the kids go to high school?
Ridgemont High.
There you go. All right. They call it the Mile High City. Why do they call it Mile High City?
Because it's a mile high.
From what? A mile higher.
The city.
A mile higher than what?
The ground?
No. It's a mile higher than something.
The Mile High City.
Yeah.
A mile higher than surrounding cities?
No.
Higher than the water?
Which water?
Dude, what's Lake Michigan?
No.
Is this a clue? The Indians?
No.
Is this
a big? What, there's a big, massive pool that is that borders the United States. It's a big one, and California borders it as well.
Atlantic?
No.
Pacific?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's a mile higher than sea level.
Oh, I said water. A lake.
It's not a mile higher than Lake Arrowhead. I mean, it's, you know, it's a mile higher than the ocean.
God.
You're stupid.
But hey,
I am not stupid.
Hey,
Randy Wang, quit that crap.
You're stupid.
Hey, buddy.
Randy, please.
I have an enormous IQ.
Nice job, retard.
It's a mile higher than sea level.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Wow, I learn something new every day. It's not because of fornication. I like my reason better.
I do, too.
Everybody's banging there.
All right. Let's take some calls here. What do you think about this convention going on? Maybe some theories on the Clintons and the
And why and Bill's not going to show up? Why isn't Bill going to show up?
I don't know.
You said it's breaking news. Bill's not going to show up to the Obama speech where he...
Yeah, breaking news that Bill Clinton is not showing up Thursday to Obama's big speech. All right. Let's talk to... How about Danny? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, all right.
There was a security expert on the radio earlier today. He said the reason is due to security concerns because the stadium is open air. And a guy with a scope who was on methamphetamine and could jump out of a 6-4 story window
right.
in a state where you have deer hunting, it provides some security concerns.
Yeah, I think that's BS because there's going to be a lot of guys there who also, I mean, if they shoot Obama, that's a bigger news story than if they shoot Clinton.
I was going to say that's a very bad response to that question yeah. because they. Why would Bill be afraid? I would think Obama would be afraid.
Yes.
Hello,
James and Corona. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Sam? Hey, how you doing, retard?
Which one of us is the retard?
Tim. Yeah. I'm not understanding why he's trying to make smoke where there is none.
Oh well, where is there no smoke?
Because it doesn't matter. You know, they're united. It's like you're trying to split up the party right
Who's
now.
Who's united?
The Clintons and the Obamas. Right
the Clintons
and the Kennedys or whoever.
No, James.
Say.
James, see, you're one of these guys who would love to believe that's going on, but it ain't.
Hey, Tim, the Republicans are not getting reelected. Not getting reelected.
I don't care if they get reelected or not. I don't have any problem with Democrats who are citizens. I don't have any problem with Republicans who are citizens. I have a few problems with Republicans who are in position of power, and I have a major problem with most of the Democrats that are in power.
Okay, are you happy with your vote when you voted for Bush right now?
Was I happy?
Are you happy right now with your vote?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah,
he's doing a great job, right?
I think he did a great job for a long time. The last year has been a little tight.
Wait, okay. Which Bush are we talking about? The old one or the new one?
Well, wait, where do you live?
Oh, I live in Victorville.
Oh, okay, because you moved out of Los Angeles. Why?
I moved out of Los Angeles. How do you know I was from Los Angeles?
Because anybody who moves to Victorville moves from Los Angeles.
People are born in Victorville.
Well, I moved out of Los Angeles due to the fact that I wanted to buy a house for my
yeah.
family.
Yeah, and why do you think it's so expensive to buy a house in Los Angeles?
I don't know, because a lot of idiots live there.
No, because there's a lot of Democrats here who make a lot of who create a lot of taxes for you, and they tax the F out of you. And I bet you, I guarantee you, in Victorville, most of the people on the city council up there are Republicans and not Democrats. Have you checked that out?
No, I never checked that out.
Have you checked that out, you moron? Now get out of here. Get off the phone. Don't live in a Republican city and then tell me that I'm an a-hole. You jackass. God damn it, that is irritating.
Dude, not everybody migrates to Victorville. People are actually born there.
Nobody's
and raised
born
there.
In
My
Victorville.
Girlfriend Jamie was born there and left there and came here.
Yeah, well, Victorville is run by Republicans.
Okay.
Almost every other, you know, surrounding city, from Thousand Oaks to Simi Valley to Valencia down to Orange County, all of Orange County is, with exception maybe of Santa Ana. But most of San Diego is. And, you know, Ventura, Oxnard.
It's all run by Republicans?
There's a lot more Republicans in the surrounding cities, right, because they've had an ass full of Los Angeles, right, and they've moved out.
But why do you blame the Democrats for that?
Because the Democrats have been running the LAUSD and the city of Los Angeles for years and years and years, and it's gone to S because of these a-holes. They will tax the hell out of you, and they will make it impossible for you to start a business and do business here in Los Angeles. So you pack up your bags, and you move, and you have a better life. It happens every single day. There's somebody right now who's planning on moving out of Los Angeles because they can't stand it anymore.
Can't afford it.
And they're listening to the radio right now, and they go, hey, that guy's got a point. That's the reason why I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Will in Altaloma, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, boss, what's going on?
Hey.
I kind of have to disagree with you on the whole Republican thing.
On what level?
Well, for one, I am a veteran.
Oh, you got a bad connection. Hold on one sec. See if you can get a better connection with that dude. Let's talk to Mitch. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, look at you, man.
Hey, dude.
Hey, I say we get Hillary and Michelle. We throw them in the octagon and see who taps out first. We'll get Bill to bring some of his girls, his ring girls, over and walk the octagon.
Yourself.
Yeah, maybe Chelsea might want to get in on the action.
Yes, that's a great idea,
man.
Dude.
You go, dog.
All right, get out of here.
Actually, I'd like to see McCain's wife, Obama's wife, and Hillary in a ring together.
Yeah, that'd be I think Michelle would mop up that ring.
Yeah, well, I think Hillary.
She's younger and she looks like she's in better shape.
All right,
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Chloe in West Covina, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey. Hi.
Hey, babe.
Hey, listen, this is what I think. Why doesn't Obama have Hillary be something else in the White House?
Because he hates her.
I know, but I'm just talking to...
Unify the party.
Yeah.
But why would you hire somebody who you hate?
He doesn't hate her. Come on.
You don't think hates her?
No.
You don't think Michelle
He's
hates her?
Of
all politicians probably hate each other anyway.
Do you think Michelle hates her?
Yeah. No.
Do you think Bill Clinton is pissed that he was labeled a racist throughout the last 10 months?
He wasn't labeled a racist.
Chloe, are you just either you don't read the listen? You don't read the papers.
You're from another planet,
sweetheart. Sweetheart,
either, I love Sammy.
Sweetheart,
Sammy, I love you.
Either you are a typically uninformed chick.
You are a typically uninformed chick, and
you shouldn't. And the vote should be taken away from women like you because you are not informed at all. Let me ask you a quick question: How many senators are there in the United States of America?
Oh, I'm not even going to answer.
How many, baby?
Not going to answer.
How many, sweetheart?
Not going to answer.
How
you.
Many? It's a quick answer.
How many
Supreme Court justices are there, darling?
I'm telling you.
How many?
No, it's not racist.
How many?
Not going to answer.
12.
How many girls?
Not going to answer.
How many girls? How many Supreme Court justices are there? I'll give you $50 if you tell me in the next 2 seconds.
I could give you $550. I don't need it.
How many Supreme Court justices are there, baby? How many
are
there?
Not a man. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. See, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Then if you're so stupid that you don't know that there are 9 Supreme Court justices, then you shouldn't be voting, darling.
Oh, I said 12. I was close.
I never said that.
You shouldn't be voting, baby. Can you name any of them?
See, you're not a man.
Who's the vice president of the United States, baby? Hey, listen, if you want to talk about politics, who's currently the Secretary of State?
I'm not going to answer you.
Oh, because maybe you don't know.
No, no.
Why wouldn't you answer? To make yourself look good.
Because it's a stupid question.
Well, do you know who the Secretary of State is?
It's not even the issue.
Do you know who the Secretary of State is?
It's not even the issue right now.
Oh, okay. What's the issue? How stupid you are?
No. You're making yourself look pretty dumb, though.
Lady, you are one of the dumbest women in West Covina.
You make blankets.
West Covina is filled with intelligent broads, and you are the dumbest. You're the dumbest woman in West Covina.
You're an a-hole.
You are the dumbest woman in West Covina.
You don't know who
you don't even know. You probably don't even know where Washington D.C. is.
You're kind of like, you love
I'll bet you don't know how far Washington, D.C. is from New York.
Do you know why, what's that state called, is called the Mile High Club, Chloe?
Chloe,
what state was that?
Chloe, you are just wildly uninformed, and you shouldn't be, first of all, you shouldn't be, well, there she is.
I like Chloe.
But seriously, nothing irritates me more than people who say, you know, you're out of your mind when it comes to a Bill Clinton, you have no idea what's going on, and then you ask them simple questions. You know, like, how many senators are there? And like, oh, I'm not going
to
tell you.
But what's that have to do with the question?
Because you need to know basic government
to know
what's going on.
Okay, but we're talking about Bill being a racist, though.
No, Bill's not a racist, okay, but he was labeled as a racist by a lot of people.
Okay, but see, I missed that whole story. You said the last 10 months he's been labeled a racist. Like, Chloe,
yes,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's absolutely true.
Who was he racist against?
When he was in South Carolina, and he made a reference to Jesse Jackson ran a good campaign, CNN had the videotape, and they equated that as like a racist comment. The entire election process, there's always been like a rumor that Bill Clinton was saying racial things about Obama. Now, none of it was true,
right?
But it just so happened to be out there and in the news.
Gotcha.
But it is just it makes me want to, not strangle people like that, but it makes me want to sit outside of a voting booth and say, if you don't know the simplest things about government, you shouldn't be voting.
How about English speaking people? You know, a lot of
people. I don't
care
what language you speak.
But if you don't even speak English and you're voting, that's even worse than not knowing who the Supreme Court justices are.
There are some people in this country who have never spoken one word of English.
Which I don't agree with. You're in America. I'm sorry.
I'm not finished here, okay. Sammy. There are people in this country who have never spoken one word of English who are much smarter than Chloe from West Covina. That's
I think
true.
That's a blanket statement.
I think it's probably a true statement. That this woman sitting in West Covina.
I don't think she wanted to dignify your questions.
Well, why would she not do that? She would look like a complete stud if she could rattle off the answers.
That's true.
You know?
I think she was trying to argue her point about the racism.
Okay. The truth is, and Tom Likas talks about this all the time, women don't care about politics.
Look at that.
I love politics. I like all the scandal.
Yeah, but
I don't really follow the laws.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hey, did I just prove your point?
Yes, Gina?
Are there 50 senators? I mean, 100?
Yes.
And Tim?
Yes,
the District of Columbia is a district, and it's approximately a 4.5-hour Greyhound bus ride from New York.
Good for you. All right. Somebody's been on Google in there.
No, I've just taken that long, slow bus ride a few times.
All right. You can vote then, Gina. But it is wildly irritating that the people who, you know, don't follow it all at all have like an opinion based on nothing. You know,
they have an opinion based on what they see on TV, what they read in the newspapers. They might not know all the laws, but they know how they feel.
Yeah, but I think you have to listen. It doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. I mean, there are a lot of people who are like Chloe in West Covina who have no interest in politics and then call up a talk show to discuss it.
But I don't know if she didn't have interest in politics, but she did have interest in fighting with you. That was
why would she do that?
You were like, you're dumb or you're a moron. And she's like, you're an a-hole. And you're like, you're a moron. You're an a-hole. You're a moron. You need to get that sound bite. That's funny.
She didn't know. Listen, she didn't know how many Supreme Court justices there are.
Neither do I.
Well, then you shouldn't be voting either, Sammy. You know, maybe you should take a powder
this year. Can you believe I'm on the radio and I don't know squat?
Get your freaking act together here!
I know.
All right, let's take a break and then play more of Hill Dog's speech. She was on giving a big speech today in the Democratic National Convention, which is going on right now in the Mile High City. And Sammy, why do they call it the Mile High City?
Because that's where everybody fornicates. No, it's because it's a mile higher than sea level.
Hey, now.
Can I vote now? Am I allowed?
There you go. Okay. Yeah, pick up Chloe and the two of you can try to find a polling station.
Chloe, I'll be down there about 11:30.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Dumb caller. Here's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us.
So happy to be here, my friend.
Yes. Kelly in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy, how's
it
going?
All right.
I just wanted to say that I actually agree with you for the requirements for voting, just because if you read about the framers of the Constitution, they were very well-educated men who wanted to keep voting rights in the hands of people who had educational backgrounds and were landowners, versus people who would not have the right information to make decisions about the country.
Right. Well, I'm not even you know, that strict on who I think should vote and shouldn't vote. But I just think that people should have like a general knowledge of what's going on in the country. I mean, when a Supreme Court decides on, you know, some important issues, like recently, you know, there was in the state of Louisiana, they had the death penalty for raping children. If you raped a 7-year-old child or younger, that you got the death penalty for that. And the Supreme Court overturned that by a 5-4 decision. And if you don't know how many people are in the Supreme Court, and those type of decisions, then you know you're avoiding a lot of news, or you're avoiding a lot of, you know, internet or TV or information.
Or maybe you just heard, you know, it was overturned or whatever, yeah, but you didn't really count the votes.
But if you avoid all that information in your life, then you shouldn't be able to vote, because you know that's the path you've chosen, to avoid information.
Sure, that makes sense. And I think that most people are receiving their political information based on tidbits, or, you know, sort of the highlights of whatever's happening. For instance, my boyfriend's mom, who claims to be a Republican, when we were going through the primaries here in California, 1 week she had declared that everyone should vote for McCain. And within a week, she'd heard some, you know, news tidbits about him being too liberal.
Right.
And without looking into his voting record to see how conservative he was, she told the family to not vote for him because she felt he was too liberal based on something she'd heard.
Right. So. All right, well, thank you for calling,
Kelly.
That is
a very good point.
Yeah,
people do glean that little tidbits of information to make an opinion.
But at least she has information.
Right.
And know who John McCain is.
True.
That woman in Clio didn't know who the Secretary of State was. The first...
Oh, she knew. She just didn't want to say.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know who it is?
No, of course not. And I'll admit it.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know anybody?
Condoleezza Rice?
Yeah, it's the first black woman ever to be put in that position.
Wow.
People should remember that.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to, how about Bobby in Riverside? You're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for calling, sir.
I have to totally disagree with what you were saying to Chloe.
All right.
It's because of people like you, women have glass ceilings over their heads.
Oh, Bobbo.
It's true, though.
Do you always talk like that in that annoying rhythm?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yes, I do. You sound like the guy who does the phone voice for the film.
I kind of sound like you.
Yeah.
Mr. Movie Phone.
In Theater 3, press 1. All right, get out of here, Bobby. Jeez, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of these guys arguing with me. I got to live around you a-holes all the time in this city of Los Angeles. I got to get out to Orange County or somewhere I can breathe. Or Victorville. Roger in San Diego, you're on 97.1.
Hi, good afternoon. Good evening, Tim.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, I just want to defend you on the people that call you that don't know anything about the political system or anything that you're discussing, but yet want to scrutinize it. I just want to remind them that it is your radio show, and you have a forum, and it's your right to ask them a simple question.
Exactly.
I'm at work right now, so I got to go.
Okay.
Take care. I love you.
You go, dog.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was very nice of Roger.
Listen, most of my friends are Democrats. I don't have any really good friends who are Republicans.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they've been like brainwashed by their parents. But I really stick out like a sore thumb. And I wish there were more people who thought like me in Los Angeles. But you got to go outside of L.A. When I go up to Oregon, I can really stretch out, you know? a lot of guys up there have the same thoughts on a lot of crap.
What's your wingspan when you stretch out?
It's about as tall as you are. What are you, 5 foot six?
5 foot nine.
5 foot nine.
From head to toe.
Yes.
Nice.
All right, last call, then we'll take a break. Aaron, you're on 97.1. You there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I want to agree with you, man. It seems like the masses are just kind of going along with what they heard on TV.
Yeah,
They really don't know about politics and
hey, listen, I'm not saying I know a lot either, but at least, you know, I'm not sitting in West Covina wondering how many Supreme Court justices there are.
She knew there was nine.
She had no idea.
She knew.
She had no idea. I mean, how disrespectful, too, not to know. I mean, talk about, you know, she's saying how great she is in politics. She loved politics. She, you know, Bill Clinton's not a racist or anything. And then you say, well, who's the Secretary of State, the first black woman ever to be a Secretary of State?
She didn't want to dignify your questions.
She didn't know. She's a moron. Oh. All right, Gina, what's going on in the news there at 9 o'clock?
Well, P. Diddy is making some huge sacrifices due to high gas prices, and things are looking up for Shaquille and Shawnee O'Neal. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Wow, did they get back together?
Maybe so.
We got to talk about it after the break?
After the break.
All right.
I heard that rumor.
All right, check your email boxes because all the emails went out today for the Commerce Casino.
Ooh.
And join us there this Thursday. So check your email box and see if you got an invite.
Now, I'm just going to show up. Do I need an invite in my email?
Nah, you'll be fine. We'll put you at a table. You'll be...
Guess who I'm coming with?
I have no idea.
Jamie Gold.
Is that right?
Yes, your good buddy.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be his hot date for Thursday night.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
He has a high tolerance for that. for Sammy.
Yes, he loves me.
All right, the David Letterman Top 10 list is coming up. The Top 10 Ways... that the Democratic National Convention could be funnier.
It's so topical.
All right. The top 10 ways to make the Democratic National Convention funnier.
He's going to hyperventilate.
What number you like?
He's going to like is number one.
Number one. All right.
Number one.
All right. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.